Hi, I'm Peter Hill, and welcome to all you folk out there in podcast land. This is a radio program style quiz, and I'll give you the question number, the question, then four options, some thinking music, then the answer and explanation. We'll start soon after a little bit of introduction music. Question 1. What is the electric charge on a chlorine nucleus?
A.
Minus 3.
B.
Plus 17.
C.
Plus 9.
D.
Minus 9.
The answer is B.
Plus 17.
Explanation.
Fluorine is at 9, atomic number of 9, and chlorine atomic number of 17. This also tells you the number of protons in its nucleus, and its protons have a positive charge. This tells you the number of positive charges in the nucleus, or the positive charge in the nucleus. So chlorine has 17 positive charges in its nucleus.
So for the question,
what is the electric charge on a chlorine nucleus?
The answer is
plus 17.
Question 2.
What is the origin of the word chlorine?
A.
It comes from the German for the word green.
B.
It comes from the gospel parable about swimming.
C.
It comes from the Greek for the colour green-yellow.
D.
It comes from the Gaelic for the word talon.
The answer is C.
It comes from the Greek for the colour green-yellow.
Explanation.
In 1809, Joseph Louis Gay-Lussac and Louis Jacques Thienard tried to decompose dephlogistonated muric acid in air. So this is the green chlorine gas given off from making aqua, dissolving gold in aqua regia, by reacting it with charcoal to release a free element called mercurium, which they thought would be carbon dioxide. They did not succeed in doing this, and they considered the possibility, because there was no carbon dioxide, that it was an element, but they weren't convinced. Then, again, a year later, in 1810, Sir Humphry Davy, who's discovered many, many elements, an English person, tried the same experiment again and concluded the substance was an element and not a compound because of the way it reacted with carbon. He announced as a result in the Royal Society on the 15th of November that year. At the time, he named the new element chlorine from the Greek word chloros, meaning green-yellow. The name halogen, meaning salt producer, was originally used for chlorine in 1811. So halogen means salt producer.
So for the question,
what is the origin of the word chlorine?
The answer is,
it comes from the Greek for the colour green yellow.
Question 3.
What is the electron configuration of a neutral chlorine atom?
A
2, 8, 7.
B
17.
C
8, 2, 7.
D
10, 7, 2.
The answer is A
2, 8, 7.
Explanation.
An element like chlorine has 17 electrons. The electrons can go in twos, having spin up and spin down, but for each pair has an individual shape, and those shapes are categorized by the number of folds in them. If they have no folds inside them, no nodes inside them, they're in the inner shell, and there are two electrons in that, spin up, spin down. The next shell can have one fold in it, so it can be a spherical fold in it, so that can be a 2s electron, or a 1p electron. That has six 1p electrons for each dimension of x, y, and z. And so that leads 2 plus 6 is 8 electrons in the second shell. And in the third shell for chlorine, there's 7 all up. There's one short of having a complete shell. Now we have a shorthand because knowing the number in each shell, which is of various quantum shapes, but each particular shell has a certain number of folds in it. So third shell has two folds, the first shell has no folds, is called the electron configuration. And this is given by a sequence of numbers with a dot between them. So as you would write it, is a square bracket, a number for the first shell, dot, number for the second shell, dot, and so forth, and a closed bracket. Then if there's additional electrons inside, above or below the number of protons in the positive charge of the nucleus, that will be indicated by a net charge on the atom. So in the case of chlorine, minus, that would have an electron configuration of 2, 8, rather than 7, 8 square brackets, and a minus to tell people that although you have an additional electron there in the 8, it's telling you that that's 8 in excess of the net 17 positive charges in the center.
So for the question,
what is the electron configuration of a neutral chlorine atom?
The answer is
2, 8, 7.
Question 4.
The reason chlorine is energetically more stable as an ion Cl- is because
A.
At close range, at certain angles, the chlorine neutral atom appears positive.
B.
Chlorine likes to have a full shell.
C.
Chlorine is a negative ion.
D.
Negative charges attract electricity.
The answer is A.
At close range, at certain angles, the chlorine neutral atom appears positive.
Explanation.
All the electrons in chlorine are shaped. Now, the S shell are circularly shaped and cover the nucleus in all directions. P doesn't cover the nucleus in all directions and covers at a preferred axis. This means that chlorine, with 7 electrons, has a chink in its armor, and from a particular direction at close enough range, it appears positive. This allows an electron to move up close to it and actually slip into chlorine, creating a chlorine minus ion, which, being more weakly held, is a much larger ion than just the chlorine atom. Therefore, in salt, the chlorine atoms, which are shown as green, the chlorine ions are much, much larger.
So for the question,
the reason chlorine is energetically more stable as an ion, Cl- is because
the answer is
at close range, at certain angles, the chlorine neutral atom appears positive.
Question 5.
How did the Germans first defend against British chlorine gas attacks in World War I?
A.
They used high-powered fans.
B.
They used gas masks.
C.
They lit large boxes of straw.
D.
They reacted the gas with sodium metal to make salt.
The answer is C.
They lit large boxes of straw.
Explanation.
Gas was used in World War I as a weapon. The British were the first to use gas, and the first gas they used is chlorine. Chlorine is a heavy, greenish-yellow gas. The Germans knew this was about to happen and put boxes of straw on front of their trenches. And when the gas was blowing towards them, they lit the straw and the hot air blew the gas upwards safely over the trenches. This was only used once, and after that they had to use gas masks and other things.
So for the question,
how did the Germans first defend against British chlorine gas attacks in World War I?
The answer is...
They lit large boxes of straw.
Question 6.
Fluorine, chlorine, bromine, iodine are all halogens. What is the meaning behind the word halogen?
A.
It is found in the halos of angels.
B.
It can form salts.
C.
It is found in hailstones.
D.
It hurts when you breathe it.
The answer is B.
It can form salts.
Explanation.
Fluorine, chlorine, bromine, iodine, and astatine are all members of a group in the periodic table, the 17th group, or group number 7, depends how you go, which are called halogens. That means that they can all hold an extra electron, form a negative ion, and together with a metal, form a metal non-metal salt. So halogen actually means can form salts. That's the origin of the word halogen.
So for the question...
Fluorine, chlorine, bromine, iodine are all halogens. What is the meaning behind the word halogen?
The answer is...
It can form salts.
Question 7.
Hypochlorite has a chemical formula of ClO-. What is the net charge on the chlorine in this compound?
A.
0.
B.
Minus 1.
C.
Plus 1.
D.
8.
The answer is C.
Plus 1.
Explanation.
Chlorine can form a compound with either 1, 2, 3, or even 4 oxygen atoms, but it also requires a negative charge to be stable. So this forms a negatively charged polyatomic atom. A negatively charged group of atoms is called an anion, so this is a polyatomic anion. When chlorine reacts with oxygen, the oxygen steals one electron from the chlorine. So it has, used to have 7 in its outer shell. It now has 6 in its outer shell, a positive charge. And the oxygen contains the electron from chlorine and holds another electron from the outside world, preferably from a metal, to form a compound of CO-, and this is called hypochlorite. Hypochlorite, because that refers to a lower number of oxygens, and hypo means a very low amount of oxygens. So hypochlorite is the stuff that you put into pools. So it's not a very powerful oxygen, but it is an oxidant. And again, it is called hypochlorite.
So for the question.
Hypochlorite has a chemical formula of ClO-. What is the net charge on the chlorine in this compound?
The answer is
+1.
Question 8.
Perchlorate is a polyatomic anion, and it has the chemical formula of ClO4-. What is the charge on the chlorine in this anion?
A. 0. B. -1. C. +8. D. +7.
The answer is
D.
+7.
Explanation.
The polyatomic anion perchlorate contains the maximum number of oxygen atoms possible that can be held by chlorine. That's 4. In fact, there is so much oxygen that perchlorate is used in solid rocket fuels as a source of oxygen. Rather than storing it in an oxygen tank, they store it as perchlorate, and when they burn it, the chlorine and oxygen is emitted from the compound. Now, oxygen has an electron configuration of 2, 8 and 7, and all these 7 electrons are sucked up by the oxygen. 3 of them take 2 electrons each. The other one takes 1 single electron and stores an electron from another metal or compound it is with. So overall, 2 + 2 + 2 + 1 means that the chlorine is actually stripped of 7 electrons and has a charge of +7.
So for the question.
Perchlorate is a polyatomic anion, and it has the chemical formula of ClO4-. What is the charge on the chlorine in this anion?
The answer is
+7.
Question 9.
Perchlorate has been found in reasonable quantities in Martian soils. What could this mean?
A.
It could be a source of oxygen for microbes on Mars.
B.
It can form interesting gemstones.
C.
It is toxic and will kill all life.
D.
It is a valuable resource that could be mined on Mars and brought back to Earth.
The answer is A.
It could be a source of oxygen for microbes on Mars.
Explanation.
There is quite a high concentration of the chemical perchlorate in the Martian soils. Now, this is toxic to humans in large quantities, simply because it attacks our thyroid gland. But there are animals on Earth, about 40 known bacteria, or basic bacteria, which can use the oxygen in perchlorate to actually find a source of oxygen to live. We also use perchlorate in rocket fuels, but also in a salt which burns to form a chloride salt and releases oxygen. So these are oxygen candles which you can light and actually produce oxygen. So perchlorate in the Martian soil, even though it's toxic, could actually support life.
So for the question.
Perchlorate has been found in reasonable quantities in Martian soils. What could this mean?
The answer is,
it could be a source of oxygen for microbes on Mars. The quiz. We hope you enjoyed it. You're feeling a bit more confident and it added to your store of knowledge. Cheerio, see you next time.